Hello and welcome to Wednesday's GSFM. I'm Gerry Sweeney. Nice to have you company and thank you very much for all of the messages yesterday. Much appreciated. Many inboxes and emails and posts as well. So thanks a lot for that. Much appreciated. Now, what was happening down through the years on this day? Well, it's the 13th of July, lucky for some, and let's see what was happening. In 1835, John Ruggles received patent number one from the US Patent Office for a traction wheel used in locomotive steam engines. Surely there were patents issued before 1835. In fact, I remember you distinctly telling us that there were. Well, there were actually. But all 9,957 previous patents were not numbered. That makes sense. Jumping forward to 1939, Frank Sinatra made his recording debut with the Harry James Band. The songs Melancholy Mood and From the Bottom of My Heart were the songs that he recorded. In 1974, Eric Clapton was in the recording studio, or had been in the recording studio, and on this day he released I Shot the Sheriff. In 1984 in Arkansas, Terry Wallace was injured in a car accident and was left comatose. Who's Terry Wallace? Well, that's not actually important. What is important is that he was left comatose and he was in a coma until June of 2003, from 1984 to 2003, a long time to be in a coma. And it was on this day in 1985 that most of us will remember vividly. Live Aid concerts took place in Philadelphia and London. And what a wonderful day that was too. Happy birthday to Patrick Stewart, born on this day in 1940. Harrison Ford was born in 1942. And Cheech, from Cheech and Chong, was born on this day in 1946. So happy birthdays. Now, Cuiva Hogarty is a GSFM friend. Cuiva, great to have you as a GSFM friend on Facebook. And a very happy birthday to you. I hope that today will be a wonderful day for you. Let's have a look and see what was happening in our useless fact, and then I'll tell you what's coming up tomorrow on GSFM. The smallest man ever was a man by the name of Gul Muhammad, who was born in 1957 and died in 1997. He lived in India and he measured 1 foot and 10 inches. That's how high he was. 1 foot, 10 inches. Tomorrow, how many people are airborne right now over the US? We'll tell you on tomorrow's useless fact on GSFM. Can I say hello and thank you to Siobhan O'Brien? Siobhan sent me a copy of her new CD and a previous CD as well. And there's some lovely music on it. And I'm going to play a track from it tomorrow. So if you're a Siobhan O'Brien fan or a fan of wonderful music, join me for that on GSFM for Thursday for a track from the new album. More details tomorrow. That's it. Do hope you've enjoyed today's GSFM. From me, Gerry Sweeney, thank you for listening. Have a super Wednesday and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.